Hi, and welcome to Stefan Libera Podcast, a show about Bitcoin and Austrian economics brought to you by Swan Bitcoin. Swan.com or the Swan Bitcoin app available for smartphone, Apple or Android is an easy way to safely and easily buy Bitcoin with recurring purchase plans. You can do one-time buys and Swan offers free custody in your own legally owned trust account. And of course, not your keys, not your coins. Swan also offers free automated withdrawals to self-custody. Bitcoin can be volatile, but Swan focuses on education and community. And so there is a range of resources that is available to you, whether that is the email, newsletter, content, Swan Signal podcast, YouTube content such as Hard Money with Natalie Brunell, and books also made available. So it's Swan makes it really easy for you to learn about Bitcoin. So to go and get started, go to swan.com. Mempool.space is my favorite Bitcoin blockchain visualizer. You can use it to search transactions. You can also use it to target the fee rate before you send your Bitcoin transaction. And of course, the more fee you attach, the higher priority it is. And Mempool is a great way to visualize this. You can see the Mempool, you can see the blockchain, you can see second layer networks like the Lightning Network. You can even use the Lightning Network Explorer to pick which Lightning nodes you want to open your channels with. And with Mempool.space, you don't even have to trust a third party. It's free and open source software. You can easily run it yourself. Now, if you are with an enterprise, Mempool.space has custom Mempool instances. You can have your company's branding. You can have increased API limits. You can have increased access to the team for feature requests. Go to mempool.space/enterprise. As always in Bitcoin, not your keys, not your coins. CoinKite.com is making it easy for you to self-custody your coins. They have a range of products. The Tap Signer, for example, which is an NFC tap signing card. You can use that with your phone, such as Nunchuck Wallet. Or if you want a hardware device with secure elements, go for the Cold Card. The Cold Card is a very versatile device. You can use it in all kinds of configurations, whether that is on its own in a single signature mode or with a passphrase if you wish. There's all kinds of features like a BrickMe pin, a Duress pin, and of course, my favorite is multi-signature. You can use Cold Card as part of a multi-signature and it works really, really well. You can use it alongside other devices. You can do this easily with software solutions such as Sparrow Wallet, Electrum, or Spectre Desktop. So to get your Cold Card, go to coinkite.com and use code Libera for a discount on your Cold Cards. So for today's episode, my discussion is with my friend Matt from the BTC Prague team. So we talk a little bit about the Czech Bitcoiner scene and what he and his brother and the team are organizing for BTC Prague and why you should think about coming along. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, Stefan. Nice to be here. Thanks for invitation. Long time listener.
Yeah, well, hey, that's great. And I know you're doing some interesting stuff, obviously, with BTC Prague, and wanted to chat with you a little bit about the Czech Bitcoiner scene, what's going on there. And yeah, do you want to just start with a little bit of a background on yourself, just for listeners who don't know you?
Happy to do that. So my name is Matias Kuchař. Greetings from Czech Republic. My background is in hospitality business and tourism. I've been living most of my life in abroad. I've been traveling a lot, but then COVID hit me and I was forced to come back to Czech. So now I'm already third year back in Czech. And the thing what I do is I organize Bitcoin events and Bitcoin conferences. Since last year, it's been 1 year since I kind of opted out from regular fiat job, and now I'm full-time in Bitcoin together with my brother Martin. So we have a family business and we work together, and that's what we focus, and that's our contribution back to the network.
Yeah, and as I understand, so this is BTC Prague coming up is going to be the, you know, the big event, but this is not your first event, right? You've been organizing events for years. So can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing before BTC Prague?
Yeah, for sure. We have 4 years of Bitcoin event organizing under our belt. We started in the COVID time in 2020 with our first Bitcoin conference. It was quite small, but not that small. It was 500 people. We held it in the university campus, and the second year was double, so it was 1,000 people. And our third conference called Chain Camp, it was 2,000 people. So we had to move from the university campus to different venue because it was too small for us. And so now we organize two events per year. One is our Czech speaking conference, Czech and Slovak, let's say this way. And the second one is international, and that's BTC Prague.
Fantastic. And so it's pretty interesting to me that in, you know, if you add up the population of, let's say, Czech Republic and Slovakia, that's something like 10 million people, right?
Yeah. Czech Republic, 10 million. Slovakia, another 4 or 5 million.
Gotcha. I guess. So let's say 15 million, something like that. And to get 2,000 people coming to a conference where, you know, the total population is about 15 million who can speak that language, it's pretty high in terms of, I guess, if you're thinking pound for pound, how many people you're able to get to an event. So I think it speaks something to, let's say, the enthusiasm for Bitcoin amongst people in Czechia, right? So I'm curious if you can add any insight for us there on, you know, the scene. As I understand, there are elements of Bitcoin history that come from the Czech Republic as well, right? Obviously, what used to be called Slushpool is now Brains, Trezor is there as well, and some others. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how is it that, you know, you were able to punch, you know, so much above your weight?
Yeah. No, you said it correctly. We have a good history of Bitcoin and kind of freedom rooted in us, in Czech and Slovakia, because in the early days, let's say it all started in 2010 or 2011 in a small hacker space in Prague called Brmlab, where the smartest mind in this time were meeting and geeking about Bitcoin. And they were looking for a solution for their questions, like how they can store Bitcoin safely, or how can they mine Bitcoin more effectively, or how they can exchange Bitcoin. And these questions were the base of the solution. So the first ever hardware wallet by Trezor, by Stick and Slash, Pavel Rusnak and Marek Palatinus, was developed in Prague. The first mining pool was also found in Prague by Slash, then operated by Brains until now. Or the biggest ATM, BTC ATM manufacturer is also from Prague, made by Karel Kijovský, General Bytes. Or the very famous Bitcoin Cafe, Paralelny Polis, is run since 2014 solely on Bitcoin and other crypto. They don't use fiat, and they circumvent the whole government system, and they've been very successful with their three floor cafe in Prague, and people are meeting there, and it's super cool. And maybe that's why we were so successful with our Czech speaking conference, because the roots are very deep, and we have support from all of these companies, and the people understands Bitcoin quite natural because of our history as we were under Russian occupation for such a long time, and the communists like to rule and central plan everything, but Czechs, they know very well that it's not the good way. So if there is some another option, some alternative, they are happy to try it. And if it's good, they'll just adapt it very quickly and don't think about it too much.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe
interesting.
That's why we were so successful and lucky with our Czech speaking conference. Also, there were no other Bitcoin conferences in that time in 2020.
I see. Yeah, and as I understand, you know, from talking to, you know, Czech people, it's that, you know, there are obviously a bunch of Bitcoiners and libertarian-minded people, but it's not that, you know, every Czech person is a libertarian who's read Murray Rothbard or things like this, but it's kind of like maybe they have some slightly libertarian or at least anti-communist attitudes. Would that be fair to say?
You know, it's hard for me to speak very broadly about Czechs because I've been living many years abroad.
Yeah.
And since I'm back, I kind of live in my own little bubble. But I would say that the young people, yes, they are more liberty oriented and freedom loving people. But the old generations are still, like, I would say half-half. Some of them even gravitates towards the left side of the government because they feel it was safe time. They had certain things they were not need to worry about, yeah, like the job and the economic situation. So now the new time, it makes everything more difficult.
Yeah, interesting. But nevertheless, there seems to be a pretty strong scene, at least in the two times I've visited Prague. Of course, you can't expect everyone to be, you know, libertarian or Bitcoin or etc. But there seems to be a pretty strong scene from when I visited. And so I thought that was really cool that, you know, there's this parallel Neapolis, this entire building where it's, you know, no fiat. Like literally you can pay Bitcoin and Lightning and, you know, there are people around who are, you know, coming from a similar mindset. They're coming from a cypherpunk, Bitcoiner, libertarian-ish mindset. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about that aspect of it in Prague? Like, are there places you can spend Bitcoin?
Yeah, there are. There are places you can spend Bitcoin. Not so many as it used to be, I would say. Like 4 years ago, I feel like now many things, because of the long bear market, they kind of forget on it, you know, because there were not so many people coming regularly, so they just canceled the payments like last year. But still, you can pay pretty much anything what you want on our biggest Czech online retail shop, Alza. Since 2017, they are accepting Bitcoin. They're accepting also Lightning payments. So if you need anything from electronics and clothes and like pretty much everything what you can wish for, you can buy online and pay with Bitcoin.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool because it's kind of like a, as I understand, it's kind of like a Czech equivalent of Amazon. And if you go to alza.cz, you can pay Lightning just natively, right? Like if you can imagine if Amazon just let you take Lightning payments or do Lightning payments to, you know, deliver you stuff. I mean, it's kind of cool in that sense. And as I understand, there's maybe a few cafes and a few places around town, you know, not just parallel Neapolis, but there are other places around town that you can do that. So that's cool. Yeah, so I think, yeah, it'd be interesting to chat a little bit about, you know, organizing these events and what goes into organizing a Bitcoin conference from your perspective. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about, you know, what are the main challenges or hurdles you face there when you're trying to organize a Bitcoin event?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll start with the history again. Like it used to be only me and my brother, Martin. We did everything in two person. The whole preparation, and then you coming closer to an event and you need more people. So it's really like it's different because you're working a few months, or now for BTC Prague we work all year. We do the preparation and then just in 3 days it's over, you know. So it's kind of like, it's very fitting for especially my personality because I like low time preference, and this is exactly it, you know. We are planning the whole year and then in 3 days it's over. Everybody comes, a lot of people. It's the buzz and the noise around is really unprecedented, and endorphins are like sparkling in your brain. It's great. But it's a lot of work. Fortunately, we are two, me and my brother. So we split the business really half and half. Each of us has different abilities and likes different things. So I would say that's a big advantage for us because we can trust each other. If we're traveling, for example, and visiting other conferences, we can really say, okay, now it's your time. You go to Honey Badger. I'll fly to LA, you know, and we can split and be kind of everywhere.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so When it comes to organizing, I guess, bigger events, this is something where, you know, it takes a certain level of logistics, right? Because it's one thing to organize, let's say, smaller Bitcoin meetups or maybe small events, maybe like 100, 200 people. But once you start getting to, let's say, 2,000 people, now there's a whole new level of logistics required because you're doing things like having to get tickets for that many people. You're going to have to let that many people come through. You're going to have to think about, okay, seating and, you know, is there going to be like a live stream? Is there going to be, you know, and then because now you might have a lot of speakers to coordinate as well. So I'm curious what goes into it from that perspective.
Yeah, you're right. There are so many moving parts, and each of this part must be set in the time frame, and you have to think when is the good time to really focus on that. So the first, what you have to find is the venue, of course. The venue must be good, must be very well chosen for the purpose. And to be honest, there are not so many venues for 10,000 people, you know, so that was kind of easy. Then you have to choose a date and you have to choose good partners, not only from the Bitcoin perspective, like our sponsors, but also agencies who help you to make this whole thing happen from the technical point of view, from staffing, from catering and all kind of stuff. So the thing that we are doing it already for years, it helps us a lot because we already have our team very well set, and they are all experienced. Most of them, they are Bitcoiners. So that helps a lot because they kind of feel about this not only as a business, but also as something close to their heart. And you can see that on their faces. And when you visit a Bitcoin event, you always see smiling faces, and that's good.
Awesome. And so, yeah, tell us a little bit about what you're thinking with BTC Prague and how you're basically trying to help differentiate this, because there are a range of Bitcoin events out there, as I'm sure you're well aware of. What's different about BTC Prague?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's different? When we start thinking about BTC Prague, the idea was like really simple. There were no other big Bitcoin conferences in Europe. Now we have so many conferences popping out like mushrooms in Germany, in Spain, in England, in Latvia. There was a Honey Badger always. Yeah, there was the only Bitcoin conference in Europe. And so we said to ourselves, let's do it big. Let's do it in the middle of the Europe. So because Prague is very accessible, very cost effective. And there is also history with Prague, because the first ever Bitcoin conference in 2011 was in Prague. It was organized by Amir Taki. Max Kaiser was there with Stacy Hartbart. So we set out to ourselves, and we are kind of joking about it, make Prague great again. And so we wanted to make it international. We want to make it big and mix Bitcoiners with normies, because we see that the most biggest problem with Bitcoin is not only the adoption, but also we need more workers for Bitcoin. We need people from different parts of the working market, of the job markets, to fill the space and help the Bitcoin grow. So my big wish is that we will shift maybe 1,000 or 2,000 Bitcoiner. We will sparkle their attention, and they will stop being just users, and they will slowly opt out to Bitcoin and start contributing and help Bitcoin grow, because the adoption is very important. The adoption must be quicker than the regulation, but we have to build the tools. And for the tools, we need more workers. And now I see it from the first hand, because we are looking for people who are experienced in, for example, marketing, but they need to know also about Bitcoin. And the companies we are talking to, Bitcoin companies, they all looking for people to join their workforce. So that's probably one thing what we want to do differently. We want to focus on shifting Bitcoiners from users to actually level up, like being a part of Bitcoin ecosystem and contribute. And the other thing, what we want to do differently is focus on the community. Because as a Europe, we are, because of the language barriers, we have so many languages. The communities are kind of scattered around and they don't communicate with each other and they don't share the knowledge. And when you travel around Bitcoin conferences in Europe, I especially like the ones I don't understand the language, because it gives me absolutely different perspective about the community. And I see that each community is a little bit different. They usually, they are same from eight from 10 points, but those 2 points which differs, they are really, really interesting. And I believe that we can learn from each other. We can learn from Germans. German can learn from us something. And overall, this will help Bitcoin, not only in Europe, but worldwide.
Yeah, it's an interesting point about trying to grow adoption and, I guess, get people to take that next step. And maybe not for everybody. Maybe there are some people who, you know, maybe just using Bitcoin is all they're ever going to do. They're not necessarily going to go and work in some kind of Bitcoin job or Bitcoin company or develop things on or with Bitcoin. But nevertheless, having those opportunities is it's a good thing for employers to meet employees and employees to meet employers. So that's interesting from a networking perspective. But yeah, certainly it seems, look, I'm not from the EU. Obviously, I've visited the EU a couple of times, but from the outside looking in, it looks kind of bad from the EU regulation and government perspective. And so I think it would be good to try to grow the Bitcoiners who are in the EU, who can maybe push back in some way. Or in some cases, there are already a bunch of Bitcoiners inside the EU, but maybe they're not as well connected to coordinate their efforts to push back against some of what's going on. So I'm curious if you have any thoughts around that.
Yeah, I have some thoughts. Yeah, I feel the pressure from European Union, from the governments. They are not aligned with values of Bitcoiners. It's turning really left, and most of the people don't like it, but they have no other choice because it's not very easy to opt out. So I'm not a fan of regulation, not at all. And I believe that we have to build some agoristic tools to circumvent the regulations and give a power to people who seek for some escape tool. Yeah, so I kind of believe in the future of sovereign individual, but also I'm ready to fight for Europe, and I don't want to leave again. So it's kind of, I'm kind of standing in the middle now, and I think it's good to try to win this battle for Europe, and hopefully we're gonna win. We have to win. And but there are options to leave if and you know it very well, right? There are options for those who just want to leave and don't care about the regulation too much.
Yeah, and certainly there is a good point there about the bottom up nature of Bitcoin, right? It's not just top down trying to get the right person. Sometimes that's always sometimes that ends up being a folly, right? Trying to think, oh, it's just about getting this right person elected or etc. But maybe the people who can focus on that and educating or at least trying to push back at that level, they can focus on that. And then those people who are really good at growing the bottom-up adoption can focus on that, whether that's trying to get merchants on board or teach individual users how to use Bitcoin, how to save with Bitcoin, all of these things, how to develop and contribute, all of these aspects of it, where if you can create an event where people can come together and do those kinds of things, then maybe you can sort of grow it from a bottom-up perspective so that way, even if there's all these crazy things happening at that, you know, governmental level, mm-hmm. There are people just on the ground who are just using Bitcoin and you can't really stop them.
And the regulators and policymakers, they are also people. So it's important to onboard them, orange pill them. So because once they understand Bitcoin, now they are acting from ignorance. But if we have a chance to orange pill them, maybe they will change their mind and they will fight for Bitcoin even on their government soil. So that's another thing what I hope we will bridge and connect Bitcoiners, Bitcoin entrepreneurs with the policymakers, so the regulations are more friendly and the companies don't have to leave Europe.
Yeah. And so when it comes to BTC Prague, then, do you want to just tell us a little bit about themes in terms of what sort of things you're focusing on from a, let's say, from a speakers or from a, you know, what kind of sessions you're going to be hosting? What's the approach there with BTC Prague?
Yeah, so the BTC Prague is made for everyone. If you are a Bitcoin enthusiast or Bitcoin professional, entrepreneur, developer, or just a newbie, it's for everyone. Everyone will find something valuable there. The main event is from 8 to 10 June. So it's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And when we started, it was just BTC Prague, but then we quickly realized that it's growing. And now it seems it's like, it's not BTC Prague, but it's Bitcoin Week in Prague, because it's stretched till Tuesday already. So maybe I'll start chronologically and explain every day. And then I will just dive deep into the BTC Prague program. So on Tuesday, that's the 6th of June, there will be some side events like Bitcoin runners and some pleb party. Then we go for Wednesday, which is very important day for everyone who mean it seriously and like to geek out about Bitcoin, because we are throwing a side event called Developer Hack Day, DHD for short, which is a side event in separate venue, but not far from the main venue. We will host 500 people there in four separate workshop rooms. So there will be four main tracks. Bitcoin Core, second layers, sovereign individual stuff, and just having fun. So if you like to geek about Bitcoin, that's a must attend opportunity. In the evening, we will have Nostr meetup for all Nostr lovers and Cypherpunk meetup for all privacy lovers. And that's the end of Wednesday, and we're coming for Thursday, which is the first official day of BTC Prague. It's Industry Day. That means that the tickets are really exclusive and limited, because we want to make sure there is enough space and time that people can talk about business and strengthen the network. So there will be no retail on Thursday. And the whole program will be structured more for professionals. And we will also throw out the startup pitch contest, which will be out probably very soon. So just watch our website, everything you can find there. The Thursday is for everyone who mean it seriously with Bitcoin and like to dive deep and network. And then we have Friday and Saturday. Those are general admissions day. And this is really for everyone. The program will go on three stages. One main stage for Bitcoiners, not beginners. Let me be clear that the program on the main stage is not for newbies. It's more for people who know the basics, at least like have their wallet set up and know how to send transactions. So there will be no newbies talks at all. And we kind of feel that Bitcoiners are people who like to do their own research. So we will encourage people to, we will kind of sparkle their attention with short keynotes. We will share some secret sauce with them and just give them a small direction where they should be looking for more information. Because as you know, Bitcoin ecosystem is growing so fast, so rapidly, that we are not able to cover everything. So we are just choosing the most important and most trendy topics around and most important from a point of view that we want the listeners, the audience, to be safe, to not fall into some traps. So yeah, the program will be great. I can promise that we have great names. We have all kind of speakers from the categories like OG researchers like Adam Back, Jameson Loop, Peter Todd, or entrepreneurs like Michael Saylor for the first time in Europe. He's coming in a person with Eric Weiss, the person who Orange built him famously. We have authors like Saifedean Amos, Knut Swanholm, or Alex Svetsky, who will be introducing, all of them will be introducing new book at BTC Prague. And there will be book corner where you can get a signature from these guys and many more. We have educators, we have influencers from every major country. And the list goes on. Have you seen our speakers? Who is your favorite?
Of course, I've seen. I've took a quick look. Obviously, looking forward to catching up with a bunch of people there. You know, people like Saifedean and other people in there. You've even got Abubakar from Nigeria. Abubakar Noor Khalil. He's the CEO of Recursive Capital. He's got a lot of interesting things to say and has interesting insights because he's on the ground in Nigeria. So he's able to offer some interesting perspectives. And so I'm looking forward to that aspect of it. I know there's also an expo ticket. So do you want to just tell us a little bit about that as well? What's involved with the expo ticket versus, let's say, because you've got different tickets, right? There's the expo ticket, the general ticket, industry day ticket, well, industry plus general, and then the whale ticket. So just, do you want to just spell out the difference in those tickets there?
Okay, so I'll start with the basic ticket. That's expo ticket. The price is now only €9. So that's kind of another perspective. What we are changing, we are setting the base price very cheap, very affordable, so everyone can go. How else you want to orange pill some newbies? Then just tell them, okay, this is a price which you don't have to think about twice. Yeah. If you have a time and it's nice weather, just come to BTC Prague and learn something new. Have a good conversation. It's a fair, so everyone loves fairs. Yeah, you just walk around, seeing interesting stuff, many booths. So yeah, coming back, expo ticket. It gives you access to the whole area, whole venue, except the main stage. Because the main stage is made for Bitcoiners, for people who already know the basics. So we don't need to mix them together. And we set the two other stages, which is outside stage and expo stage, for newbies. So they will find their beginner content there. They can learn from the best Czech, Slovak, and foreign speakers. How to safely enter Bitcoin, how to buy Bitcoin, sell Bitcoin with KYC, without KYC, all the options will be available, how to safely store Bitcoin. They can learn about the freedom topics and pretty much everything what is important, how to do a seed recovery. And so we kind of saying that we will walk them through the basics of the Bitcoin rabbit hole. So if they come without Bitcoin, they will go home with some Bitcoin. So the expo ticket is made for beginners, pre-coiners, people who already know something about crypto or Bitcoin, but they are maybe not sure what's the difference. And it's made for people who naturally gravitates towards Bitcoin. Because we kind of say that we follow the Satoshi quotes. If you don't get it or don't believe me, we don't have the time to try to convince you. Sorry. Yeah. So we follow this quote and the content is made for people who are open to new technologies and want to have something that will help them survive the economic and geopolitical storm, which is coming. And I think it's very obvious for those who have eyes open.
And so then the standard ticket is the conference ticket. So that's the main Bitcoiner access, Bitcoiner stage or main stage access. And so do you want to just outline a little bit about the different tickets there?
For sure, Stefan. So the standard ticket, conference ticket, gives you access for the main stage plus the whole venue for Friday and Saturday. That means you have same thing what is Expo. That's a big fair with 100 Bitcoin booths, companies. You can meet all the important people from Bitcoin space, chat them with, on the booth, try the product. But also you can go to the main stage and watch the content since 9 morning until 6 in the evening. Then we have the industry ticket, which gives you access to one extra day, which is Thursday. And the last one is a whale pass, which gives you access to a whale area where you can meet all the C-level people from the companies plus all speakers. And there will be small whale stage, which is not recorded. And that's why it's very, very exclusive. And you can ask question right there and maybe use this opportunity as an icebreaker and make a connection network with really the people who are in the front of Bitcoin development.
Great. So yeah, so there's a range of tickets there. I like the idea of having a very cheap expo ticket, so that way you can bring, because I think that's especially useful for the pre-coiners, right? They're not willing to, obviously, if you're not as into it, you're not willing to spend a lot, but you might be willing to just come and try it out for €9, right? Just try it out and see. And then hopefully there's a chance that, you know, people watch some Bitcoin content, get converted, and then they're talking to Bitcoiners, and then they can sort of have their own rabbit hole journey. I also like that Prague is actually relatively, in terms of inside Europe, it's relatively cost effective, right? So in terms of flying there, in terms of getting a hotel there, buying food there, in my experience, it's been relatively cheap. So that's also a useful thing when people are looking at their budget in terms of how much it's going to cost to get there and pay for a hotel and buy food and buy drinks and things like that, and have some, Czech beer and stuff like that, which is also, you know, famous for the beer. So I think that's an interesting element for people to think about also.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to actually plan this as a holiday, because June in Prague is really nice. So if you are a Bitcoiner and you have maybe a family of pre-coiners or pre-coiner friends, just book few days as a holiday. The pre-coiners don't have to pay the full price for a conference ticket. They can just enjoy one day at the expo and the rest of the stay in the city. Look for the beautiful architecture and maybe take a boat tour on Vltava River. It's really beautiful. And so you can, we say you can kill two flies with one splash. You can orange pill them, but also enjoy a really nice holiday in Prague.
Awesome. So yeah, I think those are the key points that are useful for people to know. I'm obviously a fan of, you know, trying to get out to Bitcoin events and try to help promote, because I think there's so much value to podcasts and articles and books and things. Obviously, I do a podcast and I write articles, yeah, and I do that stuff. But I think these in-person events, there's a certain magic and a certain ability that you can help convert people, or you can help actually reach people in a way that you can't just on like podcasts and YouTube and articles. Of course, podcasts and articles and books and things, they help. But having that in-person connection, it just helps you really take it to the next level and be able to actually teach somebody, right? That's where I can actually teach someone how to use a Bitcoin wallet or how to use a hardware device, or, you know, I can actually, there's just a more high bandwidth communication, right? Because that person can then ask you questions back, and you can sort of get a sense of where they are in terms of how much of a newbie are they, or maybe they're an intermediate or an advanced level person, so you can sort of come to them with the right level. So I think those are probably the key points I'm seeing. Anything else you wanted to mention about the event and why people should go?
Yeah, I want this is a good segue, and I want to elaborate a little bit on the conference part. Like overall, what our conference is about. It's all what you just said about the ability to teach people in person, to meet in the real world. And also, I think that if you come to the conference, you get the conviction that is a real thing, that Bitcoin is rooted in the real world. You see the companies, you see the people, you see the usage, and that gives you the very needed conviction to hold and survive the volatility. Yeah, because if you just spend most of the time behind a screen and watch the content and listen to the content from podcasts and YouTubes and from books, you don't get the real connection with Bitcoin ecosystem, because you don't see how it's growing every year. If you're visiting conferences regularly, you see the growth with your own eyes, and that gives you the very needed conviction to become a Bitcoiner and to work together on a better future.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because there are people who maybe their first time at some of these things, until they've gone to an event, they haven't built that conviction, or it didn't feel real, right? It's a subjective thing, but it just doesn't feel real until you go to an event and you see other Bitcoiners who are there talking about it and excited about it. And it can be contagious, right? That excitement, the passion, and those elements are important also. And I've seen that in terms of other, you know, friends I have in the space who maybe the first time they went to an event, maybe the first time they went to a conference, and then they later went on to organize their own conferences or their own meetups in their home area. So especially, I mean, as we are now in April 2023, you know, who knows? Are we re-entering a bull cycle now? Who knows? But now is a good time to try to talk. You know, if you're a listener and you're thinking, okay, I've got maybe some family or some friends who maybe they're only a little bit interested, maybe this is now the time to kind of, you know, strike while the iron is hot, right? Like if the bull market is coming back, the excitement is coming back, now's the time. Try to pull them along to this event. You can get them onto the cheap ticket and just get them started that way with the expo ticket. And, you know, that might be enough to help them go on their own journey, right? And sort of make it real for them. So I guess we'll leave it there. Yes. So listeners, of course, go to btcprague.com. You obviously use code Lavera if you are buying your tickets. Anything else, you know, any final, you know, last message you want to leave for people?
Yeah, let me just invite you all in Prague. It will be our pleasure to welcome you on our event. I'm sure you will love it. It will be huge. It will be the biggest Bitcoin event in whole Europe, so you cannot miss it. And I will be happy to have a beer with everyone and chat and have fun.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me, Matt. See you there.
Thank you very much, Stefan. Bye.
Show notes are available at stefanlavera.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the Citadels.